Sunday night, Chavav Shvat.
Oh, what's tonight? Not Sunday night. It's Monday night.
Monday night, Chavav Shvat. Baralacha. Okay, so we're learning the halachas about if someone feels the urge to go to the bathroom, as we say, but he could hold it in for 72 minutes. Okay, whoever's giggling, you know, that went out in the fourth grade. Okay, now we're learning halacha. So you have an urge, but you can hold it in for 72 minutes. And so we said like this, l'chatchila, you're not allowed to make a bracha. L'chatchila, you're not supposed to make a bracha, even if you could hold it in, ad kedei parsa, for 72 minutes. We're talking about l'haschil. We're not talking about if you're in the middle of something and you feel the urge. We're talking about the start. So l'chatchila, you're not supposed to sit down to learn. You're not supposed to make a bracha. And in davening, you're not supposed to start davening, even if it will mean that you will miss tefillah b'tzibur. It's a strong l'chatchila, in other words. Okay? That, you're not supposed to not learn, not make a bracha, or daven. If you'll miss the bracha totally, let's say it's a bracha on thunder, or maybe even Asher Yotzar, with grad that you have to make, and then you waited, and now you feel a little urge again. So, but you'll miss. You're allowed to make the bracha if it will mean being mafsid the bracha totally, and if it'll mean missing zman kriyashma or zman tefila, then you're allowed to do it. Okay, you could answer amen. Those are very important. You can answer if you don't say Shem Hashem. You can't answer lachatchila baruch Hashem hamavaruch li'olam va'ed, because that has Shem Hashem in it, and you can't make a bracha. But the Achronim are masik, or at least the ones I saw, it's a tough call. You can even answer Yeheshmei Rabbah, which you would think, wow, Yeheshmei Rabbah, that's more, if you have a choice between Yeheshmei Rabbah, right, or Baruch Hu, you're supposed to answer Yeheshmei Rabbah. But ironically, the Achronim say, since it doesn't have Shem Hashem in it, or not the Shem El She'enum Nimchokim at least, so again, if you feel an urge, but you can wait 72 minutes, you can answer Amen. You can answer even Yeheshmei Rabbah. You can't learn Torah or make a bracha or daven with Shem Hashem. If you'll miss the bracha, then you can make the bracha, okay? And so what should you do? So if you have to, when you hear Baruch Hu or you hear Kedusha, you should not answer. You should just listen and like be mechaven in your mind, but by fenhirur, or like I said, you could say amen to a bracha, but you can't actually say the Shem Hashem. Okay.